morning, Ebony. Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. It's Wednesday, a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and here's what's happening in celebrity news. Now, a lot of people, y'all, are saying that Queen Latifah should be the spokesperson for this. I don't know why they're putting Queen Latifah in this here, but, you know, she is the picture. They're saying, y'all, that the National Institute of Health, y'all, has allotted $1.5 million, y'all, to study why lesbians tend to be overweight. Now, they're saying, y'all, that the allotted $1.5 million went to Boston's Brigham and Women's Health to conduct the research into lesbian obesity. Now, they're saying, according to the NIH, y'all, more than three-quarters of lesbian women in the U.S. are obese, and they're saying, y'all, that the NIH hopes to learn how social and biological factors influence lesbian obesity.
Lesbian obesity?
Yeah, they're saying most lesbians obese, honey. Now, they're saying, y'all, obesity is a serious public health problem, and they're saying, y'all, that, you know, honey, the study is examining reasons why the risk of obesity varies according to sexual orientation in order to inform the development of future strategies to prevent obesity.
You saying, so, they got to stop eating so much.
Ow.
Well, yeah. I totally get it.
Well, they just simply eat too much.
But anyway, but we're going to follow this story, y'all, honey. And, you know, it's got this turn.
They got to be more selective?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Just can't eat all the time.